Check. I ain't a minor leaguer or kid in designer sneakers. No backpack or non-factor, crack rhymer either. I do make songs about love, I am a vagina eater. But I'm not a ladies man, no shorty, it's nice to meet ya. Go ahead, recline your speaker, go ahead, ride the tweeters. Another set of lips, I admit, I've been dying to speak to. Don't set fire to reefer, just combine when you need to. I got that D, I guarantee, get you high as a tweaker. Push a mad red line in the meter, I keep it hot. You know I'm something like fire fever, I can't stop. I'm busy trying to find me a keeper, telling my ex that I'm the best, so that's the choir you preach to, I'm gone. Bars, yes, oh man. If you can't tell, I'm in a pretty good mood tonight, so this ought to be a fun episode. Yeah, that's a classic 1-3 beat right there. I was just doing some reminiscing. I was in here, started with some Mos Def, and then decided to throw on some of my old joints, and I kind of missed that dude, so thought I'd try this out tonight. Let me turn this down a little bit. Let's take that down. Make that background music. All right. This is the What Is TWS podcast. I'm guessing this is episode 21. If you haven't already figured it out, Rich couldn't make it tonight, so it's just going to be me, and we're going to see if you guys can endure another one of those 45 minutes of flan sort of situations. See how far I can go, how much I can get in. But I'm feeling really good tonight. It's been a good day. Let's see, what happened today that's made it such a good day? I made it out the Hair Lounge to see my boy Drew. Got a cut, so I'm feeling like a regular human being again. I was out there. I was way out there. I got to start taking like before and after pictures so people can see like the miraculous job that he does. I come in there looking like, you know, I don't know, a homeless man, and I come out looking like a regular contributing member of society. So shout out to Drew. Shout out to Hair Lounge. Really appreciate you guys. It changes your whole day when you get a fresh cut. I don't know. I don't know if it's the same for ladies when you get your hair done, but I know, you know, when I get all that crazy shit cut off my head, I feel a lot better. Man, what else? Like I said, I was in here listening to some Mos. Not Yasin. I'm talking about like when he was still Mos. So I was going back through some old tracks to really put me back in the space. And I feel good. I feel amazing. A lot of other things happening right now that's helping my mood. I don't know. Let's get to the regular stuff first. What am I sipping? I am sipping Squirt, and I'm confident enough to say it. You know, I don't care how you feel about my choice of beverage. It's a thirst quencher. It's a grapefruit soda, caffeine free. It is delicious. It has no alcohol in it. So I don't know why I mentioned that, because y'all know I'm team sober. Like, oh, another sip. Oh man, I'm almost 8 months in on that. So wish me luck. Pray for me. The other thing is, I've been working on like my personal style. I gotta turn this down a little bit more because it's making me want to spit a couple of extra bars. Yeah, I'm gonna do that though. I've been working on my my personal sort of image. I've been trying to you know, renew my wardrobe. You know, I did kind of fall into that, you know, I'm a dad, I'm a husband, you know, what do I have to prove? Who cares? I live in Austin. I only have to iron my clothes, so I just don't whatever leave out the house. I'm trying to adjust that a little bit and wear some better stuff. So, and I noticed, you know, it does have an effect on me. It does make me feel a little better. And it's not like I've changed my style. Like, I think if you see me, you know, I look like something that's something Flam will wear. It's just there's a little I care in there, you know. I think you can tell I care a little bit more than I did in 2016. So we're trying that. What I do have to say is, like, trying to keep up with this new style and trying to keep up with what's hot right now and be different is it's a little problematic. So I joined one of these fashion clubs that sends you stuff like every month, and I'm normally pretty happy with what they send me. I notice, you know, the fits are a little different. I gotta get used to this athletic fit or whatever. I'm noticing that, but I do like, you know, some of the styling of the clothes. You know, they they definitely took the little questionnaire they gave me into advisement before they started sending me stuff. But I'm confused about this, and I need y'all help. They sent me some socks, and I was excited about the socks because, you know, I don't really buy socks that often. So all my socks are like regular white crew socks, whatever. You know, I got some dress socks, but when do I dress up? So I was excited about these socks. And then I noticed that they say on one foot, no money, and on the other foot, no honey. No money, no honey. I'm a dude, so I'm confused by that. These are men's socks. It says men's on the label. Do I not understand what's going on right now? Like, why do men's socks say no money, no honey? Like, I'm just as confused as I was with the Cards Against Humanity thing. Like, do I keep these in the house? Like, I can't put them on my feet. I don't feel comfortable putting these on my feet. And I don't want nobody to accidentally come in the house and see them in the package and think I went out and bought some no money, no honey socks. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's me. Am I being homophobic? Am I being sexist? I don't know. But I'm not comfortable with it. I don't understand it. Y'all gotta help me understand. I'm nah. Speaking of Cards Against Humanity, if you've listened to previous episodes, I had an issue with Cards Against Humanity. It's one of my favorite games. I never played it until I moved down here to Austin, but once I got here to Austin, I started playing it pretty frequently, and love the game. Fun game. It's a great like dinner party, hanging out with your friends. It's not for grandma and grandpa, but hanging out with your friends, dinner party, have some laughs. Great game. Highly offensive. I think the tagline is a game for horrible people. You know, I don't think my friends or any of the people I associate with are horrible people. I may be pretty close, but I'm not there yet. But, you know, we still enjoy the game. It's a fun game. But I bought the game and happened to flip it over to read the back. And right above the UPC code, it says Mark of the Beast. That immediately threw like a million red flags up for me. Showed it to my wife. You know, same reaction as the socks. She wants it out the house. We haven't taken it out the package. I don't think we haven't returned it. And that's probably because I don't know where the receipt is. But I've been engaging anybody I come across, you know, on their thoughts on the game. And on them having that on the back of the package. And surprisingly, it hasn't been that big of a deal to most people. You know, I've engaged, you know, people that I thought were religious, people I thought were somewhere in between, and people I thought who wouldn't care anyway. And across the board, you know, it hasn't gotten an overwhelming, like, shock or awe sort of reaction. Like, nobody seems to really pay it that much mind. Like, you know, we already played the game. We know what the game is. We know the game is offensive. And if we laughed at everything else in the game, then I guess we kind of have to not be so sensitive when it comes to that. I don't know. I'm still on the fence about it. Hasn't been removed from the plastic. Haven't played it, but it is still in the house. So now I got these socks, now I got this game, and I probably should. I know somebody like, you know, how can you equate the socks with the Mark of the Beast? No money, no honey is pretty close for me, but whatever. Socks and game, don't know what to do with them, but it's still not going to shake me out of my bad mood. Out of my good mood. I'm in a good mood. It's not messed that up. What else? I do have, like, evil thoughts. So I wanted to bring this up because I need people to help me understand if I'm just, like, you know, is something wrong with me? Like, why do I think these things? And I started this podcast and I kind of wanted to have a platform to say this stuff that pops in my head that I don't have an outlet for. Because I feel like you need to release the evil every once in a while. You know, I got to get it out. So, I'm watching this, I don't know what it is. It was something about, like, the making or telling the story behind the Hidden Figures movie, which I haven't seen, but I do want to see. I definitely want to support it. I wish my daughter was old enough to understand it. I think it was something great for her to see, but I'll have to, like, get the DVD, or will DVDs even be relevant when she's old enough to watch them? Who knows? I digress. But, yeah, I'm watching that. That's not the point of the story. And at some point, I think they're showing, like, one of the actual women that the movie is based on. And she just made the comment, something like, anything a man can do, a woman can do better. I'm like, all right. And so the first thing that popped in my head was, hey, you know, you can't jump from like being like anti-racist, like let's give black people and black women a chance, to being like sexist, like you jumping across the spectrum. Like you want people to not judge and stuff like that, and then you throw in a women can do it better than men thing. That's the first thing that popped in my head. But right behind that was, and it'd be real easy for a young person to put a pillow over an old person's face. And that, you know, and I know that that's wrong, but the thought popped in my head. I said it to my wife, and she said, we all have thoughts like that. But how do you know other people have thoughts like that if nobody's expressing them, nobody's saying it? So I'm going to say it, and then, you know, I don't know. You can tell me, I don't know what you think. I know it's wrong, and I wasn't going to say it. I'm only saying it so that we can talk about it. But whatever. I don't know. Don't judge me. Okay, so I also wanted to apologize to some people. I want to apologize to a couple of different groups. I want to apologize to people with allergies. If you can't tell, I sound a little sick, a little nasally, congested, and it's due to allergies. I never had allergies before. I moved down here to Texas, and all of a sudden, I'm experiencing what they call cedar fever. I can't seem to believe that I've never been exposed to cedar pollen before, but somehow this is different, and it's affecting me, and I'm miserable. And I want to apologize to people with allergies, because I spent the majority of my adult life laughing at you people. I really thought that I was just weak, soft. You know, I'm like, what, you got a little runny nose? You can't come to work? Your eye itches? How does your eye itch? Get the fuck out of here with all that. So I've been making fun of people with allergies, and it was bound to come back on me. I've been taught my whole life. My mother always taught me, you don't make fun of people for things they can't control. You know, we were always taught as kids in school not to make fun of the kids who, you know, had dirty clothes or wore the same things, because that was outside of their controls. You don't make fun of people for things like that. And I didn't listen, and I've been making fun of y'all for quite some time now. And it, you know, karma comes back on me. God decided to teach me a lesson. So no need to send me any hate mail or anything like that, or no angry posts on Facebook. I'm learning my lesson. I'm being punished. You know, God's taking care of it. And I want to apologize. I'm sorry. You all are not the soft, weak, despicable people I thought you were. Having allergies really does suck. I have had to take a day off of work because it got to be too much for me. So I understand now, and I apologize. I also want to send an apology out to strippers. I learned something very important over the last couple of weeks, and I need to issue a correction. Contrary to my statements in episode 1 of this podcast, there can and sometimes is alcohol and ginger beer. There can be, and there sometimes is alcohol and ginger beer. And I didn't know. I didn't know when I said it, and now I know. So I do apologize for any strippers that have been called a liar or lost any credibility because they made statements about the alcohol contents of ginger beer. I wholeheartedly apologize, and you know, I'm sorry. I didn't know, and now I know. You know, I don't know why you were discussing ginger beer in the first place. I think that's kind of your fault, but I do apologize for my part in any pain or suffering. On that note, I'm going to step away for just a quick second. I'll be right back. Hold on. All right, I'm back. I had to take a quick break. Man, I had some Indian food, and it came back on me with a vengeance. I was trying to talk through it, and stomach said no. And now we're not doing that. We need to address this now. So that brings me to something else. I need to, I love my wife. I need to say that. I really do love my wife. Because I asked her for, they have hot and extra hot. And I asked her for the extra hot. And she, knowing my weak stomach, she got me the hot instead. So she got me the hot, lied to me, and said it was the extra hot, and then eventually told me that it was just the hot. And so I can only imagine what would have happened if she got me the extra hot. Shout out to Tammy. You are a lifesaver. And that also reminds me that I need to explain the bars from the beginning of the episode. That was from a long time ago, before I had a wife, before I had a daughter. You know, so there were some things said in those bars that are not representative of the man that I am now. I just like the way it sounded over the beat. I wanted to explain that, get it out the way. Might have raised some eyebrows. Hopefully everybody understood. It's just entertainment, folks. It's only entertainment. But yeah, man, where do we live off? All right, so I did my apologies. I've already talked about Cards Against Humanity and the No Money, No Honey socks. Please, somebody out there, explain that to me. Like, why is that on a man's pair of socks? I don't get it. I need guidance. So let's see, what else should we talk about? I'm gonna talk about this, even though I really don't want to. I really didn't want to pay attention to it. I keep saying I really didn't want to pay attention to it, but for whatever reason, I did. I kept saying that I was doing it because, you know, it would be something to talk about on a podcast. I blame you guys a lot for my bad habits. Like, if I want to look at some mind-numbing, brain cell-killing television, I'm like, it's for the podcast. So in this case, it was that whole Chris Brown Soulja Boy thing. Yeah, I paid attention to it, and I blamed the podcast, but it was slightly entertaining, but it's incredibly sad. It's hilariously sad. It really is. It really is. You know, like you laugh and cry simultaneously a little bit. You laugh with tears coming down your eyes, and they're not the good ones. You know, it's so sad to see two young black men that have made something of themselves, have done something, you know, with their lives, and have had some level of success, and resort to this kind of stuff. None of it makes sense to me. None of it. This whole do it all on the cameras, this whole beef via social media. Am I the only one that didn't know what a Draco was? That's, you know, man, am I that like out of touch? Not, you know, I'm not square. I'm not, you know, suburban. That I don't know was the hot new weapon in the streets. Like, I missed that. I didn't know what the hell a Draco was. Young Draco, what is this? Is that like a Drake thing? Draco, what is that, like Spanish Drake? I don't know. But yeah, I was confused. I had to Google it. Now I know. I'm not impressed. Whatever. I saw the purple gun too. I like the DC Young Fly. You know, you're gonna shoot Skittles at you. I like that. That was dope. But yeah, it's just sad. And I think even sadder than that is that, like, Chris Brown seems to know that what he's doing is juvenile and asinine and so unnecessary. Yeah, he still does it. Like, you can see it in his comments. You can see it in his face that he knows that this is stupid. He knows that this is beneath him. And he continues to do it. And both of these guys are guys that probably should not want any more attention for a while for anything. Not positive, but oh well. I'm guessing that, you know, there's going to be a official boxing match now. Adrian Broner's supposed to be setting it up. Hopefully this is for charity and not just for Mayweather. Hopefully this is not just the money team. You know, honestly, I think hopefully this is all just a publicity stunt. Because to me, that's the only explanation. You know, these are guys with enough means to quickly get to wherever each other are and settle this via conversation or whatever other means, and this could be done. This could be over. Like, the only reason to go back and forth in this public, you know, using this public medium has to be for publicity. So I'm hoping that this is all just one big publicity stunt, that, you know, people aren't this stupid and they aren't this irrational, and this is all just to maybe raise money for a good cause. That's, you know, that's the optimist in me speaking. Hey, got my fingers crossed. I'm hoping, but my money's on Breezy. I'm taking all bets. Breezy all the way. Anyway, another thing I wanted to talk about. This inauguration. One is being overshadowed by Obama's, like, going away party. Like, that's, I mean, you know, if there was ever a time I wish I still worked at the White House, I wish I could go back Like, if there's ever a time I regretted that decision, I don't regret it because I wouldn't have my wife and daughter probably if I was still there. But I had the opportunity to go back when Obama got elected, and we just couldn't get right on the money. I wanted more than they were willing to pay, so I moved on. But kind of wish, you know, I could be there for this going away party to end all going away parties. But yeah, he's killing the inauguration right now. But what's the point of the inauguration? I think the only people that are going to the inauguration are the folks that want the free weed. That's what I was going to talk about, free weed at the inauguration. I'm not so sure it's a good idea. So there's a group that's, I guess, passing out free joints to anybody who wants them. And this is not like to protest Trump or anything like that. I think it's more to try to campaign for federal legalization of marijuana. But I think it's a horrible idea. And not because, I'm against the federal legalization of weed, but I see two groups showing up to this inauguration. I see hardcore Trump supporters, and I see hardcore Trump haters. And I'm not sure you want those two groups of people in close proximity to each other, like with their judgment impaired from one huge contact high. I mean, it's only going to go one of two ways. It's only going to be like either hippie circles are going to break out and Kumbaya will be sung and we all going to come together and some beautiful weed fueled, I don't know, whatever, drum circle. But the other option to me is that, you know, a bunch of high people are eventually going to break out into a fight over the last bag of Doritos at the 7-Eleven. So, I just see bad things. The cynic in me does not hear folk songs being sung. I'm seeing fights. I mean, I know my city. I know my city. A bunch of high dudes around a bunch of Trump supporters. Nah, bro. Nah, it's not a good idea, people. You know, I'm not trying to cheat anybody out of their free weed, but take it and go home. Don't hang down there and smoke. It ain't gonna work out for you. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And that's just, you know, to me, that American hypocrisy. I was watching a D.L. Hughley interview, and I'm really becoming more of a fan of D.L. Hughley. I like the things that he says. When Jon Stewart was big, you know, I thought it was interesting that, to me, one of our best political pundits was a comedian. But the more I think about, you know, comedy, the more I get older, I'm noticing that, you know, the nature of being a comedian lends to that. You know, I think a comedian's job is to take the strange and make it familiar, or take the familiar and make it strange. And I think in these times, you know, they having that different perspective and having a way of taking things and regurgitating them to you with a different perspective, so that you see them a different way. You see them, you know, a lot of times in a clearer light through comedy. I think that lends itself perfectly to being more political. And D.L. Hughley is definitely someone I think that's doing that very well. But yeah, he was talking about how right now, like, you know, it seems to be that being different is championed. Like, everybody's supposed to be different. Be different. Do whatever you want to do. So we can all be different, but we have to think the same. If you think different than, you know, any other group out there, then that's, you're opening yourself up for attack. You can't think against, you know, the norm. There's this way that you're supposed to think, and you cannot disagree with it. You cannot think differently. You cannot have any feelings about it. You just have to. You can be whatever you want to be, but you gotta think the same. And that's, you know, that's just weird. Like, they want the outside appearance to be, you know, a variety of things, as long as everybody is the Borg on the inside. And that's weird, you know. And it wasn't until he said it that I'm starting to, you know, to see. I've mentioned stuff like that on the podcast before about being afraid about talking about certain subjects because it's not allowed. You're not allowed to have an opinion about certain things. And yeah, it's like that. That's a weird hypocrisy. Like, you're allowed to be different, you're just not allowed to think differently. That's weird. Wow. Am I high? Nah, I'm not high. I'm good. No, I'm not high. Seriously, prosecutor, judge, I'm not high. I'm not high at all. This soda's caffeine free. And I don't even have caffeine in my system right now. Ooh, that was close. Man, what else is going on recently that I wanted to touch on? Man, this two-year-old twins. That's too much. All right. Damn. Two-year-old twins. I'm sounding high, ain't I? I'm not high. I swear to God. The twins that happen to be 2 years old with the dresser. I saw that video. And so, you know, the dresser, they're playing on the dresser. The dresser falls over and ends up, like, pinning one of the twins to the floor. And then the other, the brother, you know, spends some time, you know, trying to get it off him. And eventually is able to, I guess, like, push it off of him enough that he can get up. And I think that, you know, the whole point, you know, of the video was the parents released the video because they wanted people to understand the importance of anchoring furniture to the wall so that, you know, things like that wouldn't fall over. Excuse me for a sec. So sorry. Ah. But, and I get that. I completely, 100% get that. Furniture should be anchored to the wall. It's definitely something I worry about with my daughter. Yeah, because she likes to walk up to bookcases and things and pull and tug. And I would hate to have a piece of furniture fall on her. But what bothered me the most about the video, and I tried to mention this on Facebook once, and I think people took it to mean that I didn't get the point of the video, that the furniture should have been anchored. But what bothers me so about it is that these kids are only 2 years old. My daughter's 13 months. I don't think in 9 to 10 months I would be comfortable enough leaving her in a room by herself where I was so far away that I couldn't either hear the dresser fall or hear her crying once the dresser fell. And that's what bothers me about the video. At no point in the video do you see an adult enter the room. At no point in the video do you see somebody come running. Why were two-year-olds left alone for that long where you know, an adult, a guardian or whatever couldn't hear a piece of furniture fall? Like, you got to be pretty far away. Or if you couldn't hear it, you were so far away that if you heard it, it took you, you know, more than 30 seconds to get into that room. That's what bothers me about the video. And I hate to play the race card, but I'm gonna say it. I get the feeling if these twins were black, that would be part of the narrative. The narrative would be, where were the parents? I think we're not talking about that for that very reason. And, you know, I don't know. Give me your thoughts. You know, I need y'all to participate with me. Tell me what you think. You know, how do you do? How did you read, you know, some of these stories? Because that's kind of the narrative I'm getting. And, you know, I'm a cynic. You know, I look for the negative sometimes. I normally try to find the storyline that other people aren't looking at, or I don't think other people are looking at. But that's what I got from that. Man, all of a sudden I got a cough a lot. Jesus. Help me, Lord. All right. All right. So I think now, after all that, I've talked about a lot of things that were bugging me. Why I'm happy, why I'm not happy. What's a Draco? Now I want to talk about my serious topic. This will be what I spend the majority of this episode talking about. Something that has been happening to me a lot recently, and you know, I'm not a very confrontational person, and I don't like, I don't have the energy to engage most people on certain things. I just don't have the energy. Things don't matter enough to me to bring them up sometimes. And this is happening so frequently that now it's starting to matter. And I need to make like a blanket statement to the world so that you all know and stop pissing me the fuck off. But I feel like I'm an intelligent person. I'm gonna say that because I think a lot of times I try to downplay my intelligence. I try not to make people, I want to make people feel uncomfortable around me. I'm not braggadocious. I don't like attention. I don't like the pressure and expectation that comes with people when they think you have a certain level of intelligence. They ask you all sorts of questions. I don't know, and I don't care. Like, why are you asking me? I never told you I was a expertise on Shakespearean literature. Like, you know, why would you ask me that question? I'm just saying I think I'm pretty smart. And I say that to say, that don't try to pass bullshit off on me. Like, don't do that. And I'm having people who do it more and more frequently. And the thing that bothers me the most about it is not that you're trying to pass bullshit off on me, because I think that happens to everybody every day. It's unsolicited. Like, it's not like I asked you a question. I didn't come to you and like, yo, man, my laptop is making a funny noise. You have any idea what it is? Yeah, it's probably your flux capacitor. You know, it's not like I came to you and asked you a question and I opened the door for you to bullshit me. You volunteer to bullshit. Like, you come to me to talk to me about a subject that you obviously know nothing about. And so I have to think that you either have the assumption that I just know nothing about several things, because you obviously think that I don't, that I couldn't in no way know what you're talking about right now, or you are really stupid and believe that what you're saying is true. And both of those things bother me equally. Excuse me. Allergies, man. I'm sorry. So this is what, what happened to me the other day at work. I work in IT. Somebody comes up to my desk and they say, I need a headset with an Ethernet cord. And I had to, it took everything in me to not give them that, that blank, like, you're not speaking to me, because that didn't make any sense. Look, and then he continued on, because my current headset only has HDMI, so it doesn't plug into my phone. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, normally I get these kind of requests via Skype or email, and I can, I use the 5-minute rule. I just don't respond for 5 minutes, and then people typically figure out that what they said didn't make any sense, and they move on, Oh, I fixed it. It's working now. I normally get that. But this person was standing right in front of me, so I'm hoping that my facial expression didn't change, because everything in my body was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I hope I'm not boring you guys about Ethernet and HDMI cables, but if there's any, like, mildly tech savvy people, they know that those two comments didn't really make any sense. And I kind of figured out eventually what he wanted and took care of it. But what bothered me about it was he could have just came over to my desk and said, I need a headset that plugs into my phone. Like, what was the point of the attempt to use IT language? You want to talk about Ethernet cords and USB cables when you obviously have no idea what either of those two things are. And you know that I do. Like, he couldn't have any idea what those two things are if he was using them in that context. Couldn't have any idea. And you have to believe that I do, because that's my job. So why would you come over and do that? It just bothers the hell out of me. It makes me worried about the company, like, because if he doesn't understand those two concepts or believes that what he was saying to me was true, then does he believe things about what he's supposed to do, that are completely untrue? I'm really worried. And then a lot of people do it. They come up to me and start talking to me about stuff, and I think it's because it's in an attempt to impress me somehow. And one, I'm nobody to impress. Like, I swear to you, I'm not the one. I can't. At this point in my life, if you're not my wife or my daughter, there's probably not a lot I can do for you. You're not opportunities or doors I can open for you. I wish there were. When I reach that point, I'll let you know, and I'll find ways to help whoever I can help. But at this point in my life, I don't have that for you. I can't open doors for you. I'm not going to be able to get you a job. There's no nothing to gain behind impressing me. And then honestly, in all honesty, I'm impressed more by someone who has the confidence to admit what they don't know than I am by someone so afraid to seem uninformed that they'll say that they're trying to make up stuff. Like, that pisses me off. And then, like I said earlier when I started this, typically I don't point it out because I either don't care, or I just don't have the time or energy to have that conversation with you. I don't have the time or energy to try to disprove what it is you think you do know and then teach you what's true. I don't, maybe if you're somebody that I really care about, I'll stop, because I don't want you sounding that stupid in front of anybody else. But for the majority of people, I'm just like, oh, that's interesting, thank you. I'm going to go off and I'm going to do what I was going to do anyway. So yeah, I wish people would really stop doing it. And now that I'm saying all this, I have to admit to one of the more embarrassing moments in my life. Pouring myself some more squirt. If you haven't tried it, you got to try it. Grapefruit soda is delicious. But yeah, one of the more embarrassing moments in my life where I did, you know, the very thing I'm complaining about right now. When my wife moved down here and I wanted to make the move, I applied for a job at the company that she worked for. And it was an IT position. And it was a little out of my skill set. But it was close enough that I, you know, I thought I could bullshit my way through. I thought I could, you know, I could fake it, get down here, get the job, and then, you know, figure it out. It wasn't that far away from things I had done in the past. And I made it a couple interviews in, and was starting to do like I was doing like Skype interviews, like, you know, face to face, but over the, it's not face to face. But whatever, you get what I'm trying to say. I was doing Skype interviews and. I got to one interview, and unbeknownst to me, the person I was interviewing with was like my wife's best friend, and I don't think she knew who I was. And I didn't know who she was, and she's asking me questions. She got into like technical questions about the actual job function that I'd be performing, and I had worked with similar products in the past, so I thought, you know, yeah, you know, I can just use my previous knowledge, and like I said, bullshit my way through it. And I did, you know, I bullshitted my way through it, and, you know, she didn't call me on any of the stuff that I said. She probably did exactly what I do, and I'm just like, okay, you know, I see you're a liar and an idiot, so thank you for your time, you know. I'm pretty sure that was her takeaway from the interview, but, you know, it was only after we had the interview, and I did go back and, you know, and do some study about some of the questions she asked me, and I realized, like, how far off I was and how completely and utterly, like, out of my mind I must have sounded. I must have sounded like I had never touched any of this stuff. I didn't know anything and just had to sound like the biggest liar and fraud of all time. And she and I have never talked. Once I got down here, I met her. You know, we're friends now. We've done a lot of things together. We've never talked about it, never discussed it. But, yeah, it's definitely like a huge, like black mark on my memory, like one of the more embarrassing moments of my life. At some point, I probably need to talk to her about it, just so I can own that piece of my past, and it not bother me so much. But whenever I think about it, I just cringe. Like, geez, like I made a pure ass out of myself, and I'm trying to stop people from doing that. Don't do it when you talking to me, because you, like, if you do make an ass out of yourself, and it pisses me off. I hate it, and it just makes me know that I can't trust you. If I ask you for something, I gotta follow up and check on it, because I don't have confidence that you're gonna tell me you don't know what you're doing. I don't have confidence that you're gonna tell me when you're overwhelmed or something like that. And, you know, we may end up in a situation where it's too late. Like, things have compounded, you know, too far. And now, you know, it's hard to fix. So people, please, don't try to impress people with bullshit. Just be you, be honest, be real, you know. That's what I'm trying to do with this podcast. I'm trying to be vulnerable and be who I am. And I really think it's helping. I'm getting more of a positive response from people who either agree or can relate to what I say than are, you know, upset by it. So, yeah, that's my PSA. That was my point of doing this episode tonight. I needed to get that off my chest. And I feel a lot better now that I have. I will say that. Let me make sure this Soulja Boy video don't play. I accidentally went to YouTube. I don't want to do that. Let's see, guys. What? Anything else I want to touch on before we wrap this up? Cause I think I'm about to hit that 45 minute mark, people. I done it again. Your boy done it again. It didn't get too off the rails, did it? Oh, I got a couple questions. One, no, I don't have a couple questions. I got one big question. Hey. Whatever happened to Baby Bill? Whatever happened to that dude? The dude that said he was Bill Clinton's illegitimate son? Like, that was a thing, right? That was an actual, like, news story. I think even we posted something on the website about it. We talked about it. We got an episode entitled The Ballad of Baby Bill. And then it just disappeared. Like, where I was waiting for that Mario episode. Like, Maury episode. Like, whatever happened? Does anybody know? Anybody know whatever happened with Baby Bill? What happened to the little goofy dude? Cause I mean, I didn't believe it at the time, and now I believe it even less because it just disappeared. Unless I missed something. If I missed something, please, somebody point it out. Cause I really want to know. I'm serious. It's not a joke. I really want to know. It just popped in my head. Like, what happened to that dude? I'd like to know. And the other thing, I'm getting really excited about this Nacho Negro movie. I don't know if you heard about it. This is like a story of James Baldwin, who is somebody that I should know a lot more about, but I don't. Definitely someone, you know, my mother always brought up and tried to expose us, you know, to his literature. But yeah, I'm really enjoying the trailers that have been out there. I think it's dope that they got Samuel Jackson to narrate. And it's almost like hilarious. Like, if you had to pick a person to narrate a movie about a revolutionary, outspoken black civil rights poet, author, you know, who would you pick? Samuel L. Jackson. Like, you know, if anybody embodies like angry militant blackness, it's Samuel L. Jackson. This is perfect. It's a match made in heaven. I can't wait to see this movie. And I'm not trying to make a joke about it, but I'm really excited to see this movie for the content. Like, yeah, I want to be more informed about James Baldwin. Just a few like pieces of interviews I've seen from the trailer have just been awesome. And, you know, yeah, I can't wait. Okay, I started reading up on you know, some of his... I'm watching some of his interviews and reading up on some of his stuff, and I'm already, you know, extremely excited. And the sad part is, it's all like still very relevant. So I really hope, you know, people go out and check it out. Young people, go out and check it out. Hear some of this stuff because it's still extremely relevant. I used to often ask people like, "What happened? What happened to that? To how focused as a community, as a group, we were into making things better for ourselves." You know, it seemed like, you know, over a short period of time, that sort of fire, you know, just died out. And then all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden in my generation, I looked around and you had a lot of people that were happy and complacent with where we were as a community. And it seemed like it wasn't that long ago when as a whole, we were not, and we were ready to do whatever it took to make things better. And then I watched something recently that was just like, you know, the government took care of it. Like in a short period of time, they assassinated the leaders of that movement. They got either assassinated or imprisoned, you know, every leader we had, chased them out the country, whatever. And it happened quickly. So they cut off the head. They beheaded the movement and then watched it like, you know, fizzle out a little bit. So I'm hoping movies like this and then, you know, the whole Nat Turner thing, which I still haven't seen. So I'm not really serving my own cause, but yeah, maybe we can rekindle some of that. Maybe we can get ourselves back up and focus. So on that note, ttcharities.org. Every week, I'm gonna be back with it every week. Please go check out my man Tavares Taylor's charity organization. Go to the site ttcharities.org. You know, donate if you can. Even if you can't, you know, check out the programs. See if you can donate time or books or clothing, whatever they're looking for at the moment. If you know, mention it to a friend, maybe they can donate. Maybe they have something that they can, some time or something they can give. Whatever we can do, you know, as a community to take care of ourselves. Like I've been saying, the Flint, Michigan situation is still an issue. I know our American short attention span, we kind of moved on, but it's still there. And Baby Bill is still unresolved. So those are two issues. I'm not equating. I was wrong. See how my mind works? I'm balanced. I'm wrong. TTCharities.org. I'm going back. TTCharities.org. Please go support and let's take care of ourselves. TWS Multimedia. We got a lot going on right now. We are working diligently to make some huge improvements. We got some things coming your way. So stay tuned. I'm really, 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 you know, and I apologize for this. I'm really, really, really working hard to get us back on a consistent schedule. I want it to be Mondays and Fridays that we release episodes. Those days might change because I know Fridays is kind of congested for podcasts, I ain't trying to compete with Drink Champs. I want to listen to Drink Champs. I don't know if I'm going to stop listening to Drink Champs and listen to us. So I may have to move Friday. But Mondays and Fridays for right now is what I'm shooting for. So I'm trying to get us on a consistent schedule. Make sure you can look forward to those episodes coming. And as always, your feedback is encouraged and appreciated. We're everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Google Plus, Tumblr, anywhere you want to hit us up. Send me an email, info@whatistws.com, flan@whatistws.com. I'm gonna let Rich give his own address out, but he'll be back, so don't think anything is going on. I just couldn't make it tonight, and I took on the challenge. Let's do another 45 minute rant session, and I'm coming right up on it. Oh man, if y'all can't see, I'm in a good mood. Let me turn the music back up. All right, but that's been another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I am J.Flan, and I appreciate you rocking with me. All right, y'all. Peace.